What was it about this conference that made you want to get involved with it, your office want to get involved with it and get behind it?
Well, as you know, we've been working for, you know, many, many years on improving how the public gets service from the government. And so our office, you know, in the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies at GSA, we deliver information through the Internet, through our own call center at 1-800-SET-INFO, the National Contact Center, and we distribute print publications. So because we have our own contact center, we've kind of connected the same way that we do in the web manager community with the government contact center leaders across government. And, you know, you never know what happens when you bring a lot of people together that care about the same issues. Kind of magic happens. So we've been nurturing a group of contact center leaders across the government for about a year and have created a group of like 160 contact center professionals from 40 agencies. And so it seemed like it was about time to bring them all together and begin to like energize them, create synergy, and leverage the expertise across the agencies. You mentioned that many agencies are not paying as close attention to their contact centers as they are their websites. And it's true that the contact centers do cost more per transaction, but we know for a fact that the contact center world is still very, very important, both in the government space and in the private sector space. So it's just a critical channel to providing information to the public that we want to make sure we nurture those best practices and lessons learned.
I thought it was interesting as I scrolled down through the agenda that you had. Pretty much everybody presenting was from one agency or another. You had a few outside folks, but what's the significance that you have all of these kind of stations of best practices all across government?
Well, you know, we also had, I mean, the conference itself was government only. And so this was really an opportunity to create a safe environment where they could voice their concerns and their issues and their challenges, and get guidance and advice and have good conversation and collaboration across government agencies. So, we really wanted it to be kind of government learning from government.
What's been the takeaway? What's the feedback been? It's been a couple of weeks since this conference happened. What kind of ideas have you seen bubble up as a result?
Well, I mean, I got feedback immediately because I sat in the conference almost all day. And, you know, just sitting next to people, there were people there that were not necessarily involved in the GC3 community but came to this conference who realized that, oh, my goodness, look at what I can learn from this agency or that agency about different issues. I mean, we know that the challenges, you know, they're facing in these times of tight budgets is really critical in the contact center world. We had several speakers talk about, like, they talked about Bloomberg and how the contact center was the best tool available to get a read really on priorities. American Express, they're creating a concierge service. And I know with Zappos, they're actually use that as one of their most critical channels, even though, you know, they want people to buy their shoes and their products online. So it's a place where you can get your finger on the pulse of what people are interested in and what the priorities are.
Is this a place where agencies are more willing maybe than some other areas to look at private sector best practices and try to implement them too? Does this translate a little better than some other areas of best practices?
I think there's a lot of best practices from the private sector that the government can leverage. I think that customer service actually across the board, whether it's the web, you know, the web world, online world, or contact centers or email, or just the basics of good customer service and measurement and understanding your customers, I think there's good lessons learned in all those areas, but this is definitely one of them.
Where do you see the contact center group, this GC, what did you call it? GC?
G3C.
G3C, there you go. Where do you see this community going as people try to continue to improve these contact centers at the same time that, as I said in the beginning, there are some agencies that are not exactly blowing them off, but paying less attention to them than they probably should?
So I think where they'll go is as they meet people and network and create communities across the government, they'll start figuring out either ways that they can save money or provide better service from each other. I also think that there's, leveraging of new technologies that some of them haven't done, the integration of all of their channels. We're finding that they're still across agencies. The web world is not leveraging what the contact center world has to offer and the valuable information that they have on the pulse of the customers. So I think that as they start, they'll provide better service if they start integrating within their own agencies. They start integrating across government. We could look at providing, more of the tier one, low level, basic answers to questions more centrally so that agencies could actually spend their limited resources on the higher, the more sophisticated and harder questions, difficult questions that are more program specific. So I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned, and we've been working in the website world across agencies for probably 5 to 7 years, and so we've made a huge amount of progress in a very short period of time in bringing this group together.
Last question, and we're almost out of time, but you and I have talked a lot in the times that we've talked before about mobile technology. How's mobile affecting the way that people are thinking about contact centers?
Well, I mean, there's one thing that you could, there's many things you can do on a mobile phone. I mean, you can search the web and you can go to a website, but you can also text and call a contact center. So I think that the mobile technology feeds right into the contact center world in terms of integrating the technology and the delivery channel. So I think that it all fits together.